The Sportscast, June 11th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Visit us on thesportscast.net or download our app, The Sportscast. And I started working on the Android app, so coming soon, guys. Please be patient with me. And visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest. A lot going on in sports this week. In my world, soccer is going to be heavy summer. It's usually heavy all year. But this summer, there's three tournaments, the Euros, Copa America, and Gold Cup. USA is playing in the Gold Cup. But besides soccer, there is the NBA playoffs. And I know there's NHL playoffs. We haven't touched on it too much this past couple of weeks, but we'll get into it. Anyways, joining us all the way from, I was going to say Sandusky, Ohio, but all the way from Ohio, Chandler Krista. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
What's going on?
So tell us, what exact town are you in Ohio again?
I am back in Rochester.
Oh, you're in Rochester. Oh,
yes, I remember I told you the internship did not work out.
Oh, my bad. No, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, I thought it was my bad. Well, no, it just, I don't know. I felt like it just wasn't the right time. It was too far to be away from home.
You got homesick, Chandler?
I did.
It happens.
I did.
Went away for college when I went to college. I went away to Virginia, which is where I met your cousin, and I had no problem. Yes, I love home. Home is great, but I love being independent. That's just my style. It might not be yours yet, but, you know, it's just not for everyone. But did you ride the roller coaster while you were there?
Oh, of course.
Was it scary?
I mean, it wasn't terrible.
Are you a roller coaster guy?
It depends. Like, not like any of the big crazy stuff. Like I like the wooden roller coasters, like the medium-sized ones.
The wooden ones. What's the difference between those and the latest and greatest roller coasters?
I don't know. I mean, usually they're not as big.
They're slower?
Yeah. For sure.
You know, roller coasters has a huge science behind it. Like, I know there's a lot of architecture behind it and a lot of designing and a lot through it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I would love to interview a roller coaster engineer, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
That's probably the right word to it. Yeah, because they don't come along. They don't really, you know, they don't go on the History Channel or they don't really talk about their greatness.
No. You should try to find one, though.
I should, because I know they're always constructing new roller coasters all the time, especially up in Orlando. Oh, yeah. You know, there's new rides almost every couple years. So, all power to them. Anyways, last night, the late game in the West, Jazz beat the Clippers 117 to 111. Jazz are up in the series now 2-0. Donovan Mitchell, writhed in pain, played with a ankle injury, but with 12 seconds remaining in Thursday's game two against the Clippers, reaching towards the right angle, he won the game. He shot his free throws and finished the game 117 to 111. The top seeded Jazz are up 2-0, 2-0 against the Clippers. A Kawhi Leonard. Chandler, what are your thoughts over this series?
I mean, I thought it was a great game. I thought that it definitely came down to the end. I mean, I am more of a Jazz fan than a Clippers fan. I'm not really an LA teams fan, so, like, I like the Jazz. The Jazz have been good all season. I really could see the Jazz going all the way for this one, I think.
Yeah, the Jazz are definitely favored. I know the Clippers just finished a tough series against the Dallas Mavericks. But what do you think the Clippers need to do to come back? Because I know they're down 2-0. They were playing in Utah. But what do you think they need to do to come back?
I honestly just think Kawhi Leonard has to step his game up, and the team has to play more fundamentals and really, really come back and really push and really thrive for the victory. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, a lot of weight has to be carried by Kawhi Leonard. Paul George had 27 points last night. Kawhi had 21 points, and Jackson had 29 points, Reggie Jackson. So Kawhi Leonard was the third top scorer last night, which is kind of odd. He's usually number one, but he kind of feeds it off with Paul George. And Morris Sr. had 8 points. So the points were there in double digits for the Clippers, but not enough to beat the Utah Jazz. Donovan Mitchell, as we said before, had 37 points. And then after him was Ingles with 19 points and Rudy Gobert with 13 points. Donovan Mitchell, Chandler, what do you think about him? Do you think this is his season to maybe win it all?
I have always think he was a great player. I love how he plays. I love like his different like style of how he plays. Like, I really think, yeah, this is Utah's year. I really could see them winning it all this year with him.
I don't agree with it. I really do think it's more Phoenix Suns.
Really?
I think so. I think with Chris Paul, veteran leadership, bringing to that young Suns team, I do think that this could be their season.
I mean,
yes.
I do like.
What was that?
I do like Devin Booker.
Devin Booker.
I do like Devin Booker. I think he's very good.
Yeah, and getting that support with Chris Paul, I think adds a lot of dynamic. And also getting that win against the Lakers, Chandler, it really motivates them more.
Oh, crazy. That was crazy.
The earlier game, which was a way tighter game, the Bucks beat the Nets 86-83. The Bucks survived game three against the Nets. The Bucks, as a team, played great defense, holding the Nets to 83 points. Chris Middleton had 35 points and 15 rebounds, hitting clutch shots down the stretch to seal the game for the Bucks. Giannis had 33 points and 14 rebounds. The story of the game is the Bucks playing lockdown defense in the fourth quarter. Lopez stood out among the Bucks players. 6 blocks. He had added 11 rebounds. The series is 2-1. The Nets were dominant in the first two games. Chandler, do you think the Bucks can tie it up?
I really hope they can, because I'm a Giannis fan. Like, I have his jersey. I love that guy. I really hope they can come back. I really just don't. Brooklyn's a tough team. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, like they're the 2017 Warriors.
Yeah, they're a very good shooting team. What are your thoughts over the Bucks' performance last night?
I thought they played really well. I mean, it wasn't a high scoring game, but you don't have to have a high scoring game if it's a win is a win. I think that they really proved themselves, and I really think that they made themselves show that they're not out of this yet, and they're going to put up a fight.
As I mentioned before, I think the Bucks play a tighter defense on the Nets.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's just a key thing. Obviously, defense is a key maneuver, key strategy for any sport. But if they got to keep it more disciplined, defense, sure, they have a shot. But this game went to, the Bucks won by 3 points, so it was really tight. So,
It was a close game, yeah.
It's going to be a close game.
Really close game.
It might be the same for game four.
I think so. I think the Bucks can come back, and I don't know. I really don't know who's going to win the series. I think it can go either way.
After seeing what the Nets did the first two games, I'm more convinced the Nets might do it, but we'll see what game four. Game four will be the big tell. Now, if the Nets go up 3-1, it's over.
I agree. If the Nets go up 3-1, it's over, for sure.
For the Nets last night, they had to be disappointed with their offense. They had an opportunity to put real pressure on the Bucks. Kevin Durant had 30 points and almost won the game for the Nets, late hitting clutch shot after shot, but missed the game-winning shot. Kyrie had 22 points, but he didn't shoot the ball well on 9-for-22 shooting. As a team, the Nets struggled shooting from three, only hitting 25% of their three-pointers. So Kevin Durant is. Do you think Kevin Durant is the main player for the Nets?
I mean, I don't know, because I think him, Kyrie, and James Harden all work together. I don't think there's like a necessarily a main player. I feel like all three of them just like work together and do the things like themselves.
So you don't think there's one player that's more important than the other?
I don't think so. No.
They all definitely work in a tangent, and of course, the Nets will have another chance with them on Game 4, which I believe it is not going to be. I have my notes here. I think until Saturday is the matchup. So, and of course, tonight we got some more games.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Yeah,
tomorrow night. So in Milwaukee. So definitely catch this up. Series is tied. No, series is 2-1. For that one. So is it's going to be a series. Like I said, if the Bucks tie it, it's a series. If the Nets win it, it's over. So.
Oh, for sure.
But you think the Bucks are going to win game four?
I think they have that momentum from last night. I think they definitely can win game four, yeah.
We'll see what happens. All right, another news. Former Patriots Chris Hogan is set to make his professional lacrosse debut. Hogan has moved on from the NFL and joined the Premier Lacrosse League, where he recently made the Canons Lacrosse Club roster. Hogan tried out for Canons lacrosse team after he went unselected in the PLL's draft earlier this year. On June 1st, the former NFL wideout officially made the club's 25-man roster to start the season. What do you think about that?
Good for him. That's exciting. It's definitely a transition going from football to lacrosse, but good for him. I mean, I hope he does well.
Have you ever played lacrosse, Chandler?
Oh, God, no. Oh, no way. I was a baseball guy, so, like, it interfered.
But were you ever a sports guy, or like you played some baseball when you were younger?
Oh yeah, I played baseball, football, and basketball.
Okay, so you are athletic, you can say.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I would say so.
Other news. I played soccer when I was young, but overall, I wasn't a good athlete. I didn't have good coordination.
That's all right.
You know, I was not. I was made to be behind the desk, on a computer.
Yeah.
And create apps and things like that. But I was not made to you know, make that 3-point shot or to be that wide receiver.
Oh, I couldn't shoot 3-pointers to save my.
I mean, like. Can you list the order of sports that you're good at? Like number one, football, or number one, baseball. What, you know, name them from like 1 through 4. Your top four sports.
I would say my top four.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would say baseball is definitely number one. Mm-hmm. That's definitely like my go-to. I would say then football, then basketball. I mean, those are the only three I played, but I would say the fourth one is ultimate frisbee.
Really? That's a good sport. I like it. Yeah, but I'm horrible.
It's fun.
Trying to throw the frisbee.
Yeah, I think it's a fun sport though. I think it's really fun.
Yeah, it's obviously a lot of running, a lot of throwing, a lot of catching. Are you good with like the throwing or with like the long catches?
I would say more of the catches.
Okay. You know, it's funny you say that because back in college, we would play like every week. It was pretty much a big college sport.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, my college is the same way.
Now, have you ever played frisbee golf?
I've heard of it. I do not think I would be good at that.
Yeah, I played it, I think, once or twice. It's not that bad. But it is a, you know, trying to aim and trying to shoot it right, you can say.
I don't think throw the frisbee into the little thing. I think the frisbee would go in all different directions.
Correct. And same for frisbee. I think it could. I mean, for ultimate frisbee, it could go.
It would be bad.
Yeah. One time in college, this guy threw it like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
maybe like 20 to 30 yards. It was like the last play of the game. I had to catch it, and I did not catch it.
Did you catch it?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I know. I don't know why he threw it to me because I was like a okay receiver, but not the best receiver. But oh well, I was open though. That's why he threw it to me. But hey,
did my cousin play with you too?
No, this was at graduate school when I was at Regent.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if Ryan played ultimate frisbee when he was young. I don't know.
Has he been on the show recently?
He was on Monday. He was recapping the NBA weekend. Okay, other news. Nikola Jokic wins the NBA MVP award. Of course, he was going up against Steve Curry. But this guy deserved it. I think he had a great season. And what are your thoughts over him winning?
See, I'm a 76ers fan, so I think Joel Embiid should have won it.
Ooh, tight one.
I really think Joel Embiid.
And this is the first center to win the MVP since 2001, which was Shaq.
I mean, he's a good player. He's doing really well for his team. He's a good guy, so props off him, I guess.
Yeah, well deserved. He's been having a lot of consecutive seasons in the past couple of seasons, so he definitely deserves it. Thibodeau.
Yeah, you know, he's doing good.
Yeah, yeah, he'll be fine. Now, can he tie up the series against the Suns?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I hope not, but we'll see. Tom Thibodeau.
Are you a Phoenix fan?
I've been liking Phoenix. I mean, my Miami Heat team is gone, so I've become unofficially a Phoenix Suns fan.
Are you been watching the games?
When they're at a good time. If they're at 10 p.m., forget it, Chandler. I'm not up. I am not a night person. How about you?
No. Oh, I'm a night person. Oh, yeah.
No, I can't. If I, you know, try to turn it on, I fall asleep. I'm, you know, passed out.
See, I don't wake up till like 11 o'clock, so.
Oh, that's why. I get up around 5, 6 in the morning.
No, I could never. Never. No way.
Tom Thibodeau, New York Knicks head coach, wins the NBA Coach of the Year. For sure deserved it. Took that organization out into the playoffs. You think he deserved it?
Oh, 100%. The Knicks have gone for, like, they've been horrible the last couple of seasons. To go into a playoff team, they for sure deserved it. He was definitely the best coach out there right now.
I do agree. And also, another Knicks representative won, Julius Randle.
Julius Randle, right? Yep.
Won the NBA Most Improved Player. You agree with that, don't you?
I mean, he had some great statistics this year. He had an amazing season with the Knicks. He led that team to where they are.
He's the main guy there, isn't he?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he was, you know, it's funny because I remember him. He was drafted by the Lakers, and they traded a lot of these young players out. I think he was there when Kobe was there. Like when Kobe was his last season, but went to the Knicks, turned out great. You know, Thibodeau's a good coach. I mean, feels like, yes, he has some downfalls in the past, but I think he's that guy that's able to work with personnel really well.
I don't have anything bad to say. Yeah.
Yeah, with like high egos, and I mean, like, you hardly see that nowadays. It feels like you know, coach has issues with their players in the NBA specifically to work with. But I think Thibodeau has a good relationship with his players.
Yeah, I think he's a great coach.
Rudy Gobert, that's French, wins the Defensive Player of the Year. Kia's Defensive Player of the Year, edging out Ben Simmons and Draymond Green.
again, I'm a 76ers fan, so I wanted Ben Simmons to win. Those 76ers fans, players got robbed.
No Sixers won anything this year. Unbelievable. Utah Jazz.
You know, they should have. They're the number one seed. They're the number one seed in the East.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, they got a big game tonight, but we'll get to that game a little bit later on the show. Utah Jazz guard Jordan Clarkson wins the 2021 Kia Sixth Man Award. Utah's.
I mean, I don't even know. This award is just stupid, I feel, because, like, you're the sixth man. You come off the bench.
But you got to, you got to deliver. Utah's hot shooting guard averaged over three made three-pointers per game, providing immediate offense off the bench. But you need those players, Chandler. Very important. Sometimes you're tired.
No, you need those players, yeah.
And you need them to come. I mean, you need that one player that just – my favorite six-man player of all time was Tony Kukoc from the Chicago Bulls back during the Michael Jordan days.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was past. You were born in. You were born after that, or what year were you born?
I was born in 2001.
Yeah, you were post Michael Jordan days, dude. Those were the best days of the world.
I know. I kind of regret missing them.
It's okay. It's not your fault. Damian Lillard wins the 2021 Twyman Stokes Teammate Year of the Award. He was voted by his NBA peers as the league's best teammate. He's a good teammate, but they just fired their coach. So we'll see what happens in Portland.
I don't like Damian Lillard because I feel like he has a lot of say on why that coach got fired.
Most likely.
I feel like they listen to whatever he has to say.
Most likely.
I don't really like him.
Yeah, and Stotts was a good coach, but and then took him to the playoffs these past couple of seasons. So I don't know. Just things don't work out in the locker room.
I don't think he should have got fired. I really don't think he should have got fired.
Yeah. We'll see who's going to be the replacement because
maybe it'll be you.
It could be me. And I did apply, though. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Drew Holiday wins the 2021 NBA Sportsmanship Award. The annual award is designed to honor a player who best represents the ideals of sportsmanship on the court. Milwaukee Bucks.
Well deserved. He's a great guy. He's really good with his team. Well deserved award. Nothing bad to say about that.
There you have it. And that is the NBA Awards 2021. No 76ers won it, but they were in the running for two of them, right?
Yeah, they went 0-2.
It's okay. Maybe next season.
Yeah, maybe.
They gotta try a little bit harder. Anyways. Anything else before we head into predictions?
I mean, how about what do we gotta say? How about LeBron James changing number?
Yes, he's changing to number 6, and I believe it's correlated to the Space Jam movie, right?
No, I think he used to play. He used to be 6 for Miami.
Correct. So he might feel more lucky with that number.
I don't think he should have ever gone to 23 because no one can replace Michael Jordan. So that was just a complete hoax.
Yeah, I think there's two numbers that no one should get. 23 and the number 0.
Who is number 0?
Russell Westbrook. I think 0 doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It's a blank space.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. You're right.
Anyways, yeah, LeBron James did change his number. Why did he change it? No details of that, but it could be because how he won it with the Heat. And as Chandler was saying, 23 is a sacred number in basketball, worn by the great Michael Jordan. Would you say the same for number 8? I don't know. It doesn't have the same weight because number 8 was worn by Kobe.
Did you see Indiana fighted the Pacers fired their coach too?
They did. That's right. And also the Orlando Magic.
Oh, wow, that's pretty sad, actually.
Yeah, so there's a couple vacancies we could apply for, so we'll see how it goes.
What about some NFL news?
NFL news, I have, Julio Jones is going to Tennessee. What do you think about that? Is that like Tennessee's like the real deal now?
I mean, they still got Ryan Tannehill as their quarterback, though.
Yeah, so. I know. I was like, yes, but Tannehill.
That doesn't save it much to have Tannehill as your quarterback.
No, yeah, that doesn't. If you had, like, Aaron Rodgers, oh, forget it. But Tannehill is a... But he's done well these past two seasons, though.
But it's because he has Derrick Henry.
True. But bringing in Julio Jones will definitely take off the weight from Henry, but still, Tannehill is throwing the ball. But
literally, I think Derrick Henry runs this team.
Yeah, he's definitely in like the heart and soul of the Tennessee Titans. So, but hey, would you put him as like number three best team in the AFC now?
Well, I would say Buffalo's number two, right?
Yeah, Buffalo's number two. Number one is the Chiefs, Bills, and then like the third could be competitive with the Ravens and the in Tennessee. So
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty interesting, actually.
Also, more NFL news: the Broncos. No, Deshaun Watson is interested in playing with the Broncos.
He's in a lot of trouble, so, like...
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
I don't think he... Like, I think he should just get out of the NFL.
Yeah, but for any team, it would be a little bit difficult. And NFL's not shy, or any NFL team is not too shy to not pick up a troubled player that's going on off the field. So we'll see how things...
Look at Dallas. They get all the troubled players.
I haven't noticed... Wait, who do... Who's been? Oh yeah, Zeke. You're right. I can see that.
Randy Gregory.
Yeah, but
all the trouble guys.
But they've been toning down lately, so hopefully they'll have a good off season. No off season trouble. That's the key.
I got a question for you, Santiago.
Ask away. I might have an answer.
I know it's really early, but what is your Super Bowl predictions?
It will have to be the Bucks and. The other one can be anyone, to be honest. I don't want to say the Chiefs. I'm going to say the Bills. I'm going to say the Bills this time.
You say the Bills?
Bills. If the Chiefs get really banged up.
I mean, honestly, though, like, it's either going to be the Chiefs or the Bills, I think, in the AFC. I think the NFC. I mean, could you see the Packers, though?
No, well, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is coming back to the Packers.
I don't think Tom Brady's all that anymore.
He did have knee surgery.
Yeah, I don't think he's all that anymore. I could see Dallas, too. Dallas and Buffalo.
You would say Dallas. You would say Dallas. How could you? But don't get me wrong. They're a good team.
They're probably going to be.
Don't get me wrong. They're a good team.
They're
like,
probably going to be last. No, they're not. Don't say that.
It's just things haven't, like, synced up right, you know? Like, I mean, Dak has a lot of potential. He has that grit. Zeke is there. It's just maybe but with your new receiver, it could help it out. So.
Yeah, I mean, last year they were bad because Dak was out. So, like, that was the reason for that.
Yeah. And, of course, with this new contract. But, you know, if things are well, no injuries, then they could have, you know, now that the Packers are not all there, I think. We'll see. You have a good chance. And plus adding Micah Parsons, that's a great pickup, man.
Yeah. Did you see your Dolphins going to the Super Bowl?
Not this year. Maybe, I don't know, because Tua is make or break this season. If he performs okay, then Tua's maybe. But if he flunks, we might have to start over.
You think Tua's make or break over there?
Tua's make or break. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's saying if he doesn't perform well this season, he might not be our starter for the future.
Is that the latest news going down in Florida right now?
I mean, it's been the buzz for the past couple of months. So, but other than that, I heard he's working out. He's looking good. He's bulky. So he is training hard. And hopefully this will do good things. And I forgot to mention CeeDee Lamb with the Cowboys. He's
good.
Will help out.
Good wide receiver.
Anyways,
good wide.
Chandler, we got to land this plane. Who you got tonight? Philadelphia, your 76ers at Atlanta. Series is tied 1-1.
Ooh, Philadelphia.
All right, Philadelphia wins. Goes up 2-1. Phoenix at the Denver Nuggets. Phoenix is up 2-0.
I think Phoenix is going to take that 3-0 lead.
I think so, too. But I don't know. The Nuggets, they're sneaky. I've seen this happen where they're down like 3-1 in the series. They come back and then win the series.
Yeah. Are you going to watch the game?
I don't think so. Are you?
What?
I'll watch the highlights, but it's too late. I mean, unless I'm really up that late that night and had coffee, but I don't think so, dude.
It's a Friday night.
Yeah, it is Friday night.
Friday night.
I know. I'll try. That's the best I can say. I'll try.
You better watch it.
European Championship, Tyler, Chandler, I know that you don't watch soccer, but just pick one team, Turkey versus Italy.
Oh, my family's Italian. Italy.
Italy it is. Random question on Italy could win. Yeah, Italy could win. They're one of the favorites to win this tournament. So, but you know, we'll find out the next couple of days. Twitter question of the day: what is your favorite kind of chocolate cake? Options are German chocolate cake, triple layer chocolate cake, coconut chocolate, or peanut butter chocolate cake.
Peanut butter chocolate. That sounds really good right now.
Yeah, I would pick the same. I'm a peanut butter and chocolate guy. Anyways, that is it. Chandler, highly appreciated. You can reach us at the Sportscast at thesportscast.net or on our Twitter, thesportscast1. We'll be watching a lot of soccer and basketball this weekend. Follow our Twitter. We'll be live tweeting the games. And looking forward to what's going to happen in the world of sports. Chandler, Krista closes out before we head on to this beautiful weekend.
Thank you, everyone, for watching. And go support Santiago Sportscast.
Sportscast.net. Thank you very much.